Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am your host, Khumutsa Mukhanedi. Our guest today is a celebrated Egyptian-American comedian who is set to make his South African debut with the Metal Beast Tour in February. I'm talking about Bassem Youssef.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Chisa!
Good day, Bassem.
Hello, good morning, good day.
We'd like to welcome you to the podcast. It's an honor to have you with us today. Then I just want to find out what it's like for you to bring comedy in South Africa, since you've got a three-day tour in Durban and Cape Town and Empress Palace here in Johannesburg.
Well, I have always been a fan of South Africa, even before politics, even before my involvement in politics. For me, it has been always a fascinating country because of its history. And because, you know, you can now see anything in the world through YouTube and videos, and it's just like it was always been on my bucket list as a fan before politics, but then South Africa, you know, showed the colors in after October 7th with the ICC, and for me, my desire to be there even intensified, and to go and to speak to people who shared values with amazing history, and of course for me to be a fan a long time ago. So for me, this is a monumental moment.
Mm-mm. Then was comedy something you always dreamt of doing?
Well, comedy has always been something that I've been interested in watching. But you know, as young kids in our part of the world, our dreams get killed very quickly by the reality of you having to be a doctor or an engineer. So I was a practical and a pragmatic person. So I put my whatever dreams, I kind of killed them in their very early on, so not to be distracted.
In terms of, just want to find out your upbringing. How was it like growing up, in America or Egypt?
No, I was born and grew and raised in Egypt until the age of 40. I only moved to America in the last 10 years, but Egypt has been my hometown, my birthplace. I'm sorry, and. I was, you know, I was raised in a middle class family. People who have only had their salaries, but they would invest everything that they have in the education of their kids to have a better future. Kind of typical picture of any middle class family anywhere in the world. And you know, it was a very uneventful childhood. I was a good kid at school, got the good grades, played sports, and went to medicine. So quite boring, if you want. I want to say so my upbringing was kind of like a typical middle class person.
Yeah. Then were there moments when you thought humor was your only weapon?
I'm sorry. Say again.
I'm saying were there moments when you thought humor was your only weapon to life?
Well. You know, here's the thing. You know, I hear this word being used a lot, weapon, and I don't know why would it be a weapon. Why wouldn't be anything other? Why would it be a shield? Why does it have to be militarized like this? You know, I think this is the problem. I think we as comedians, maybe even my earlier life, I kind of fell into the trap of using these fancy words. Weapon, shield, whatever. But like, I mean, why does it have to be so stressful all the time? You know, it's comedy. At the end of the day, it's comedy, and you take whatever you want from it. And I don't think the whole thing about weaponizing comedy is I don't think there's anything comedic about it.
Oh, okay. Then Do you think there are shared experiences between Egypt and South Africa that might resonate with them during your tour?
Well, I don't know. I mean, my comedy is what I do, and I've tried to reach as many people as possible. I think my stand-up comedy is a stand-up comedy of someone who started his life in Egypt and then continued to be in America, and what has happened to him over the years. So it's a very personal comedy, you know. I try as much as possible to make a comedy or create comedy that is very accessible to everybody, despite the historical background or what you want to know. I mean, you don't have to read an encyclopedia before coming to my show. I like to make it to simplify it and to make it as personalized and at the same time as accessible as possible, so people will feel your experience no matter what was the background, or political or geographical. And I think good comedy is about making it interesting and funny for people.
Then I'd like to find out from you, who do you draw your inspiration from in the comedy fraternity?
I think it's not really a who. It's I think it's like your continuous thoughts of interacting with the world. How do you interact with the world in itself? Inspiration, people you meet every day, people. I don't think there is a one source of inspiration, whether that inspiration is personal or physical. And I think it is your experience every day, what you see, what you deal with.
Mm-hmm. Then, if you can give advice to someone who wants to use comedy to address political issues or tackle sensitive topics, what would you say?
I'm not really in a position to give anybody advice, because again, it's a very personal experience. And I think what they can do is to write down what they really feel about it, and just like turn it into a way that is funny, and that is the easiest way to do it. To see what you're interested in, have a point of view, and then see how you can convey your message in a funny way. And I think that I just described water by calling it water.
Then I just wanted to find out, in the US, what as a comedian, what challenges have you experienced since you are based that side? What were your challenges, or what is your challenges now as a comedian in the US?
Well, I think my challenge with my comedy is like any other comedian. I think, I do stand up comedy in English and in Arabic. So, stand up comedy in English and in second language is not that easy, as you know. And it's a very, very, it's a huge market. And I think the biggest challenge there is just trying to compete with yourself. And try to make yourself better, and try to and work harder. I think that's the biggest challenge. I think no matter what, it's a fair market somehow. Sometimes less fair for other people than others. But I think you try to be the best version of you and to be a better creator. So the burden lies on you, basically.
Then the last one, I just wanted to find out anything else you'd like to add or say to your supporters before you wrap up.
I am very excited to come to South Africa, and it has been a dream of mine, and to share this dream with thousands of amazing South Africans, beautiful people, is just has been even bigger than any dream I might have. Thank you so much, South Africa, for giving me this chance to get to know you.
Okay. No, thanks, Bassem, for your time. We'll communicate in the near future.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That's been it for this edition of the SheSupport. Thank you to our guest, Bassem Youssef. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on all digital platforms. You can also find us or follow us on all social media platforms at Chisa Live. The Chisa Pod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Romo Zomkhanid. Until next time, goodbye.